off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can see where flying can open up a whole new world of opportunities in business and recreation.
And getting to see the kids whenever we want to.
Oh, I should say. Besides, I like to fly.
And so do I.
Well, good. Then let's get back at it, huh?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and our crew from Delta Hawk. We got two Johns and an extra Dennis rounding out our passengers here at the moment as we talk about these diesel aircraft engines that Dennis and I came across at the Light Sport Expo a few months ago. And by the way, Dennis, how far have you got along in this? Have you thought, like, instead of your next big overhaul, hey, we'll just do a drop in of this in my Mooney 201? Is that what you're thinking?
I would not rule it out. Let's just put it that way. I mean, I've only got about 400 hours on the new engine in, what, 2.5, 3 years. Yeah. So I've got a little bit of time yet to hit TBO on this engine. And hopefully by then, you know, there'll be an all option available that would turn the Mooney 201 into a fuel sipping speedster.
Yeah. How much fuel sipping are we talking about there? Let's go to Joe number two.
I mean, John number two.
Or John. Did I say John or Joe? Yeah, John. I'm sorry. John number two. Which he probably hates the fact that he's number two and his name is John, but I'm going to leave that one lie. Sorry about that. What kind of fuel burn are we talking about in a Mooney? Because you're a fellow Mooneyac too, I believe, right?
Yeah, so I own a 1982 Mooney 201, I think same as Captain
Dennis.
Same
year as mine, yep. Yeah.
Same year, yeah. It's a great airplane. I use it for business travel, for pleasure, and for pretty much everything in between. So I'll just give you a couple ideas in terms of what I cruise right now. And then I'll talk a little bit about what we have at Delta Hawk and some of the crews that I get in some of those airplanes. So, I like a lot of Mooney owners. I'll either go Rich of Peak or Lean of Peak. Most of the time I do Lean of Peak, and I usually get it about 8.1, 8.2 gallons an hour, and I true about 132 knots is generally what I plan for Lean of Peak. You know, just a nice cruise to get where I'm going, conserve fuel.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good.
That's not bad, right? It's not bad. Now, if I go to Richard Peak, I'm looking at about 11.2 gallons an hour, and I usually plan for 142 knots. So it's about a 10-knot difference between the two.
Okay.
Now, let's compare that to the Delta Hawk. We have it on two test beds. It's the Cirrus SR20 and also the Avans RV14. To give you real numbers with the RV14, you're cruising, I don't know what you'd get with the IO390 with the 223 horsepower engine, I think, but somewhere in the 170 true at 11.4 gallons an hour with the gasoline engine. With the Delta Hawk, I've cruised 174 true at 8.2 gallons an hour. And I could also bring that power back to about 1.5 gallons an hour at about 112 knots, somewhere right around there. So the point being that you're given a whole breadth of range in terms of the power output that you want. When I do some napkin math and put it in a Mooney, I think that it will easily cruise about 170-ish knots at about 8.0, 8.1 gallons an hour. Easy.
Okay. So we're looking
at a massive improvement.
A 40-knot improvement in cruise speed and at a significant reduction in fuel flow. So now that takes our range from about 900 miles to probably more like 1,200, 1,300, Florida to Minnesota, nonstop.
That's right. What I like to talk to folks about is that one of the things that's really cool about the Delta Hawk engine is it changes. I shouldn't say it changes. What it does is it gives you more options for your airplane, right? So you can carry more fuel to go further. If you don't have to carry as much fuel for more payload, and you can do a lot more with your airplane. You can fly higher, you can fly lower, and still get some of the benefits of the fuel consumption. The point being that you have a lot more options with your airplane than you would if you had a gasoline conventional engine that comes from the OEM.
Very nice. So these diesel-powered aircraft engines that we're talking about, I mean, you're not the only company doing it, but you're the only one who's put one out that you designed it from scratch or started it from scratch. Is that the case?
That's That's right. That's right. So, yeah, so the idea and the design methodology behind DeltaHawk engine, you know, architecture is it's generally aviation airplane engines, right? But, you know, there's other companies that are out there. There's other, I guess you could say, competitors in the market. But generally speaking, all of those engines are based off of an automotive design, and it's a Mercedes engine. You know, so there's been tweaks, there's been changes. They put a gearbox on it in order to get the RPM down to where you can turn a prop. Ours is direct drive. There's no gearbox. And that's generally the biggest, the biggest weak link in the chain is right. That gearbox, because it just chews things up, especially as a diesel.
Yeah, well, it chews things up. It adds more weight. There's just more components that can fail, I guess, that kind of thing.
And it's right? also adds more that's maintenance right. because there's yeah. an overhaul interval, like 600 hours on the gearbox on those Austro or, you know, Diamond or whatever the converted Mercedes engines. So those that adds a lot more, you know, cost and maintenance and right. just complexity that you just avoided.
And not to mention that some of these other engines that are out there, and I'm going to be a little tongue-in-cheek here for a moment, but some of them are really expected to hit their TBO limit of sorts and not really even be designed to be overhauled. So it's a throwaway engine at $160,000, $170,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are very expensive, especially in defense applications and other places where these engines are actually being used. And full disclosure, there is another engine, diesel engine, that has been designed and manufactured by another OEM that's very popular. Everybody knows them. I don't want to name any names, but the fact of the matter is it's not type certified. It's very limited life use. And frankly, again, you still have the same issues with weight, gearbox, low time between overhaul, and it's just not available.
Yeah.
Well, I think those engines, those diesel engines that are flying like on the Diamonds, they don't have a TBO. It's a TBR. It's a time-based right. replacement. So that's you're right. you're pulling your engine and buying a brand new one every, you know, 1,600 hours or whatever the lifespan is. I know they're trying to get the length up, but that still is an expensive proposition.
Well, what's the life, between overhauls on one of these DeltaHawk engines? What are we talking there, John, number two?
Yeah, so what we're looking at is where we're shooting for, I should say, is about 3,000 hours between overhauls. Now, mind you, what we're working with the FAA on now is on condition. So, there's some going back and forth about that. So when they issue a type certificate, generally speaking, a lot of people think that they give you a TBO, and that's not really the case. It's usually a work in progress, and it's established as it's going to market. Now, with that being said, we're shooting for 3,000, although we're expecting probably some of the land somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 hours between overall, because frankly, all the components that really need to be replaced or overhauled or repaired are on the outside of the engine. There's actually very few moving parts because it's 40% less moving components. There's no camshaft. There's no lifters. There's no valves. It really changes the architecture to where everything could be maintained on an ongoing basis.
Well, it all sounds great to me. I mean, the new technology, better distance, better fuel burn, replacement engines like this sound like the future to me. And if you want to follow them along, what's the DeltaHawk website?
www.deltahawk.com. And of course, you can always reach out to any of us, and we're more than happy to have conversations.
It's been a good conversation for sure. And that goes to both Johns and the Extra Dennis today on Just Plane Radio. We appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.
And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.